Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Jamie.
I don't want to be a negative Nancy about this, but I feel like it's our job to point something out if we see it. It you know, I mean, that's part of what we do here.
This Bronco thing.
Okay. Yeah. All right. As you know, and there's three things that you need to look at here. And we may be so dead wrong. Who knows?
No. You brought it to my attention earlier this morning, and I have to be honest with you. I didn't see it when I was watching, but now that you brought it to my attention, I'm like, oh, that is a bummer.
Yeah. All right. So yesterday, there was a press conference around 11 o'clock yesterday morning, and it was to announce the new ownership has been approved by the NFL. All the other owners unanimously voted that these people, that these four or five, whatever it is, of the Walmart clan, that these people are the new owners of the Denver Broncos. $4.6 billion, right?
Highest amount ever paid.
So yesterday was their big moment. That's where you step up to the microphone and you let the public know that you're the new owners. And we're going to go places, people. And you got to have some, you know, enthusiasm. I want you to hear what happened yesterday.
Listen to the enthusiasm.
Listen. All right.
We're just so excited to become officially a part of the Broncos.
Really? Really?
Well,
that's the way the press conference opened yesterday. And it doesn't get any better. It's just so...
Well, they're having the official press conference today. So maybe that one was just a warm-up.
What? You call this just a warm-up? Right, listen again. Okay. I'll play the entire thing. This is yesterday. This is our new owners. They just become owners of the Denver Broncos, one of the greatest franchises ever.
We're just so excited to become officially a part of the Broncos. It's a big, big day for us.
Oh, yeah.
We want to acknowledge Pat Bowlen's outstanding legacy also, as well as the family.
The family hates each other. You could have said that. You could have said, these people can't get along.
And look what I got because of it.
Pat's leadership and commitment to build a successful team and business, and we'll continue to build on that. Putting a winning team on the field is our number one priority. We can't wait to get to Denver.
Did you hear that? Putting a winning team on the field. It's like a politician.
It's so monotone.
Yeah, putting a winning team on the field is our agenda.
Honestly, I don't think this dude has ever seen a football game. I'm not sure he's ever watched a game.
Maybe.
To build a successful team and business, and we'll continue to build on that. Putting a winning team on the field is our number one priority.
Oh, yeah, sure.
We can't wait to get to Denver, join our new...
Whoa. There's number two. I told you there's three that's coming your way. First of all, the excitement. If this were Jamie and I, and we just paid $4.6 billion for the Denver Broncos, you'd have confetti. I'd have dancing girls. I'd have all...
I would have a sweater that lit up with the word Broncos across it.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, for sure.
Yeah, like little lights on you. You know,
like,
on
why
your...
Why are you doing like... I only have two. why are you showing me that you only have two lights?
but little lights up here that flash.
Okay.
Get people's attention. You know
moving?
What I mean?
Yeah.
We'd have confetti. We'd have balloons dropping from the ceiling. A big old cake.
We definitely have the outfits.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, yeah, they were
it's
all,
a party. Okay, that's first.
They're all stuffy and in ties. She was wearing flats.
So
but listen to what they say after this part right here where they talk about putting a winning team on the field and all that. Blah, blah, blah. Well, they're really excited. All right, listen to what else they say.
As well as the family, Pat's leadership and commitment to build a successful team and business, and we'll continue to build on that. Putting a winning team on the field is our number one priority.
Gotcha.
We can't wait to get to Denver.
Did you hear that?
What?
They did the press conference yesterday, and they weren't even in Denver. They didn't even...
I told
even...
you why. Southwest was booked.
Couldn't get a flight.
That's what...
This is no joke here, okay? You
Sorry.
Bought a team for $4.6 billion, and you didn't even fly in and take a look at it? And to announce it right here in our city, you had to do it out of Minnesota? Are you kidding me? Who does that?
The guy that can't get a middle seat. That's who.
I mean, even a first-round draft pick, when they're chosen, I think the draft was in Vegas or somewhere. The next day, they're on a flight, and they're at the city that drafted them with a big jersey in their hand, you know, with their name on it. These guys didn't even fly in.
Yeah, I was hoping that Lewis Hamilton would have been up there, but maybe he's coming in today. Maybe Lewis is in town. I'd like to get a piece of that air.
Jamie, this is a very serious conversation.
Well, I think because they're all doing the official press conference today, and so maybe Lewis Hamilton. Hey, Louis.
That was pathetic.
You
right
know
now.
What? I will say this. I will say this.
He
is like the draw for the ownership.
Yeah.
Lewis Hamilton.
Yeah, because
right?
He's just super cool.
Right.
But why he's also kind of a douchebag a little bit, too.
Why wouldn't he be there?
Because
Condoleezza Rice.
Oh my God.
Because she wasn't there.
They're going to do that today. I think that's today.
Yeah, I'm going to be disappointed today. If they don't pick up the pace today, I'm really going to be disappointed with this.
But wait, there's more. I know that you think we have problems because they're monotone and they're boring and all that.
Here's the third one. Listen to this.
And that was true. They were completely monotone and boring. And we did need some pizzazz. We needed some jazz hands. We need some, you know, bells and whistles and you know, stuff like that. But we didn't get it, but maybe we will today. There's still hope. Now, number two, here's my concern. So yesterday they were at practice and I guess they were running different plays and all that stuff. Well, Russell, the love muscle, was told to pass the ball by our coach, all right? By old Spaz, you're not allowed to say that. What, by the crazy guy?
Yeah,
I don't know if I can say that either.
Coach Hackett.
What am I allowed to call him?
Coach Hackett.
Yeah, but I want to talk about his personality.
Enthusiastic Coach Hackett.
There we go. Over enthusiastic.
Well, why don't you use what you used the other day, Adderall man? Adderall dude.
Yeah, he is a little bit on that, I think. Anyway, so he wanted the pass, right? And then Russell was like, looked at him all mean and like, no, like that. He was like, we're not doing that.
So Russell overruled the head coach?
Yeah, he's
on
like,
a play?
We're running it and we're not going to pass it, you big stupid man.
We're doing really? It the way I want to do
well,
it.
Well, don't it? Like I said, we were going to do it. And
who
so,
won the argument?
Well, Russell did, and that's my concern.
Russell won the argument over the coach?
Over the coach.
Did the play work?
It did.
They scored a touchdown.
That's even worse.
I mean,
now the coach appears to be wrong.
Well, and weak.
Weak.
Because he gave in.
He folded.
Yeah, he totally folded.
Right.
We're only in practice.
Oh, man, we've got problems, folks.
I mean, no, listen.
I hear you.
You're not allowed to overrule the coach on a play. You know, especially during practice and all that, you listen to your coach.
No,
you listen to your coach.
Well, here's the deal, Jamie. If you have that understanding, like for an example, Peyton Manning had that ability, okay, that he could call his own plays if he wanted to. But when you don't have that understanding, and you're the head coach, you get overruled, then it's a problem. And that's what you saw yesterday.
Well, yeah, because he looked weak. Yeah.
Oh, boys.
He looked like he's just like a puppet. He's a puppet.
I wonder what the new owners...
You know what his name is? Coach Puppet.
I wonder what the new owners have to say about that.
We're just so excited.
Yeah, I'm sure you are. Your coach got overruled. And that's the way you feel?
We're just so excited to become a fan.
Yeah, you are.
Excited.
Yeah, oh man, we've got problems, folks.
Oh my God.
Oh, and I was so looking forward to this season too.
Yeah, it's shot to hell.
And now look at us today.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.